DOT Commissioner Matthew Driscoll made the announcement Wednesday, celebrating the substantial completion of the Adirondack Northway bridges over Shaker Road at Exit 4 on I-87, just north of Albany. The new bridges replace the originals built during Northway construction in 1959. They carry an average of about 100,000 vehicles each day. Work was able to be completed in one construction season due to the use of precast concrete deck panels. But there's more work to be done. Driscoll notes the state's infrastructure is well over 150 years old. New York joins several states in line for federal highway improvement funds.
40% of our funds come from the federal government. So as the commissioner now of DOT, I'm very concerned that the surface transportation bill, you know, has not yet been passed. That's really critically important to make sure that we have the funds necessary to be able to address these important infrastructure projects across the state. We're working hard with the folks in Washington. We hope that they do pass a bill, a six-year bill, a fully funded six-year bill this year. But, you know, we'll wait and see what takes place.
Assemblymember Phil Steck of the 110th District says the project will ease traffic congestion throughout the Shaker Road area.
By widening the bridge underneath the Northway at this location makes it possible for traffic to move through more smoothly. It's a big bottleneck area in our town. If you see every day, you have a huge lineup of cars over there on the off-ramp from the Northway, so we're very, very conscious of this. Uniquely, as a legislator, I do really believe very strongly that we need to raise more revenue that's committed specifically to infrastructure improvements, number one. And I think a second point, and our congressman often makes this point, is, and the commissioner was talking about 40% of the money coming from Washington, but if you're involved all over the world in exotic foreign policy adventures, you're not going to have the money for infrastructure at home.
Driscoll is looking toward the next item on the construction calendar, a direct access ramp to Albany International Airport.
That particular project could start in 2019. We have to work to identify the funding, but clearly it's important to have a connector to the airport. You want to have easy access on and off the highway for folks to get in and out of the airport. There's also opportunity for more economic development throughout this stretch as well. So we'll be working with the local folks here to try to make that happen.
How much will it cost?
It'll be roughly $30 million for that particular phase. We need to identify the funds. We'll work with our federal partners to continue to do that.
Driscoll says there are many more challenges ahead.
We want to think of infrastructure as helping support the needs we have every day, but also to look how we can grow our economy as well. Governor's been very clear on that from day one. That's what we'll continue to do.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.